Once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much. Highland Village. You familiar with the burb is known as Highland Village?
General knowledge of where it is.
It's kind of Louisville-y.
Yeah. South O'Denton.
Kind of up there by Lake Louisville. Almost called it Lake Dallas.
That's my town. It's okay. It's close to it.
Highland Village or Lake Dallas?
Lake Dallas.
Okay. Highland Village police are looking for a naked man covered in tattoos who stole a city vehicle this afternoon.
He's naked still?
Last they saw, yeah. They say that police saw a man approach. Oh, I'm sorry. Police said the man approached a city employee at about 1:30 p.m. near Unity Park at Briar Hill Boulevard and Justin Road, saying that he needed him to call 911. As the man was calling 911, the naked tattooed guy crawled through an open window of his 2005 Ford Expedition.
Okay.
So he crawls in there.
Okay.
And as he does so, there's another man, another city employee, is seated on the passenger side. So that guy decides when naked tattooed man drives up there or gets up there, he decides, I'm out too.
Boy, nobody wants to tangle with the naked man.
No.
I'm telling you, if you ever wanted to walk safely through the hood, go naked.
Why is that?
People
because they know you're not
you
right.
Alone,
they know you're not right.
And they
right.
don't want to touch your stuff.
They know you're not mentally there.
Right.
Was
and,
he
that,
nude?
And that you are capable of anything. Like, there's no doubt the power that you may have in you, the bath salty type power
mm-hmm.
that you may have if you're wandering around naked. Because that denotes, to me at least, that type of drug and that type of craziness. Nobody walks around naked unless they're on bath salts or PCP or something like that.
Or streaking on purpose.
PCP?
Well, that's funny. Streaking is funny. That means you're running through the quad. This is totally different.
You don't run across too many people who are brash enough to just walk around outside nude.
It's not brashness. It's called drugs.
But I'm saying without drugs.
Right. There's no one. Unless it's a bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, nobody does that.
No. So, yeah, that guy got out of the car immediately, and then the guy slinks over in the driver's seat and is like, see you later. And he just takes off, swerving down the road. And as the cops say, this man needs medical attention and is intoxicated in some way. It's kind of scary.
So he's out there.
He's still out there, still at large, right?
Let's see. This was at 3 o'clock, so I'm not sure if they found him or not.
No updates or anything?
I do not see any updates. They say not to approach the man, though.
Don't worry. I'm good.
Look out for that nude man.
That's the thing. If you wanted to rob a bank, do it in the nude, because I'm backing off. I'm not going to be a hero. Nude. Yeah. And you know what? You want to up the ante? Tattoos.
Probably not good ones.
No. No, not at all. We told you the story last week of the Maypearl police chief. You remember this story, Mike?
I do.
49-year-old Kevin Coffey.
Coffey?
Mm-hmm. Kevin Coffey was facing felony charges of indecency with a child by exposure, indecency with a child by contact, and sexual performance by a child and sexual assault of a child.
It's a pretty solid grand slam right there.
Today he turned himself in. He decided that enough's enough. And this is not going to end well.
He should probably apologize to him and then they'll let him go, right?
I highly doubt it.
Generally fixes most things.
Yeah, just a nice, honest apology.
because he was pursuing a relationship with a 16-year-old girl for 2 years, meaning that she was 14 at the time. Now, he had these quotes. He reportedly commented on her, the girl's physical features, and sent her Facebook messages such as, "I'll cuff you and put you on the hood again and smack that ass. LOL." He showed her police offices when she was 14, allowed her access to the department's records. Over video chat, he asked the victim to perform sex acts while naked and exposed himself to her multiple times. When they met in person, he would do things to her. And then she said that Kevin Coffey, 49, has been in contact with 5 other girls that she is aware of. So he turned himself in. And again, probably not going to end well for old Kev Coffey. Still, no. I don't have any information, and we didn't at the time either, Ty, when we were doing this story, whether or not this cat is married. You got to think that a small-town police chief like this, typically they are, right? That would...
They tend to frown on a guy in that position not being married in small towns.
Exactly. Exactly. Man, he looks so creepy. Take a look at his mugshot. See if you trust this guy as your police chief.
No.
What's the deal with that hair?
He's no Kunkel.
Is that fake hair?
I don't know what
look
to make of that.
Look at that face. Look at those teeth.
No, he's not like the chief of police.
The,
the question?
Number one
cop. Yeah, the number
cop.
One cop.
The commish.
What, do you like this gig?
I'm sorry, I don't...
What an idiot.
I mean, I love my job.
I know you do.
I guess I didn't.
You know what? You know how troubled you have to be, and you know how many times that he's done this before? This is a 49-year-old man. So do you think he started this at 47?
You don't wake up one day.
At 47 and start this?
Mm-mm.
This guy,
you are who you are, man.
This guy has been abusing his power for, I guarantee you, at least 15 years.
Ever since he got it.
Yeah. And there's no telling how many girls out there in the Maypearl area or wherever the hell that he held office in the past that he's done this to that are going to come forward now, probably. Unless that they're too ashamed and humiliated and scarred by it all. What a douche. Speaking of douche, this is a little scary. This is over in Dahood, over in Lake Highlands, where a man and a woman were robbed at gunpoint just a few miles from each other and minutes apart. Early yesterday morning, a 59-year-old woman was robbed while out walking just after 6 a.m. And that was in the 10,000 block of Chesterton Drive. I don't know where that is. A few minutes later, a 26-year-old man was robbed at gunpoint while jogging in the 10,000 block of Lanshire. I do know where Lanshire
is. Well, I do too. Yeah. Chesterton is right over by LHJH, the junior high school over
Okay. In Lanshire, that's part of the L streets or whatever.
Walnut Hill and Plano.
Yeah. So there's no doubt that this. They said that both victims reported a man approached with a handgun, then jumped into a white car. Here's the thing. If you're out jogging,
go with a buddy.
Well,
if you're a chick.
Even, yeah, I mean, that's there's no doubt that that should be the case. But if you're out jogging, what are you carrying with you outside of your phone and your.
I never understood that.
Are you stealing your phone? That's the only thing that...
I'm not carrying around a wallet.
No.
I don't have anything on
me.
Dude,
I have like an iPod from 2001.
Take it. Have fun listening to My Morning Jacket, Robert.
No, I'm sure you'll love my Pearl Jam
iPod.
Bootleg from Portland from 94.
But I don't carry any ID, but do you have the bracelet?
No, that
you need to get one.
What is it if you pass out that it says?
Yeah, it gives your next or person, first person to contact, your drug allergies, blood type.
How about drug preferences?
name and age and sex if they can't tell. You should always wear one of those, man, especially if you don't run with your driver's license.
No, I don't. Why would I run with my driver's license?
So if you die, they can identify you.
But I'm in my neighborhood.
Nobody knows you over there.
Oh, Corby Davidson, the ticket.
You need to do it.
But why wouldn't you wear that? Okay, well, let me finish this story. So then they say that hours later, along Swiss Avenue, a woman was jogging and groped by a man on a bicycle.
What kind of thrill is that?
Did he ride past her and reach around and honk?
Or grab the bottom?
Yeah, grab the bottom.
I want to watch the A-Team, honk your boobs, and go to bed.
He was on the bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of a thrill is that?
A pretty deft feat of bicycle riding.
I agree.
Keep the bike on the road and just ride up and grab some old broad's ass.
I know. And would that necessitate calling the cops?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess, okay.
Damn right.
Definitely. Because there's more involved in that than just that.
Mm-hmm. That's too strange.
This person needs to be stopped now.
Is ships closing?
For a month.
Yeah, just for a month. They're going to make the walls, they're going to redo the walls. They're going to make them out of cigarettes now.
Why?
They're doing a little modificationing.
What is the most legendary dive bar in Dallas history? What can they possibly do different?
What do they need to modify?
Charlie, the guy that owns it, had some medical problems, got an accident, and he can't do the things there that he used to do, so he had to hire a GM to run the place, and I think the GM wants to clean it up a little bit.
God, no.
A little bit.
Man, between that and what's that place up on Northwest Highway? It shut down a couple years ago.
The place that your old man used to go to?
Yeah.
Oh, the on Harry Hines in Northwest?
Yeah. Oh, God. Northwest Highway in Skilbin. It's where Applebee's is. I can't think of the name of it.
Club Schmitz.
Yeah, Club Schmitz.
Club Schmitz.
Man, between those two places being gone.
There's another, though, bro.
There is
an awesome, awesome ships-esque secret dive bar that nobody knows about in a really great neighborhood, and I am not going to say it on the radio.
Why not?
Because I don't want...
What if I want to get a beer?
I'll tell you later.
What part of town is it in?
That's Dallas. All
what part of town?
East Dallas.
All right.
Okay.
No words. Northeast of L.A.
Siberian Husky.
50 miles. I'm going to delete everything in that freaking machine.
Mike, does it back up to any noted
vast area?
It bumps up right against the Mojave Desert.
Yes, okay.
Some vast amount of arid, non-vegetative producing land.
I love the confidence that you have.
Oh, God. Why do I even bother? It bumps up right against the Mojave Desert.
Why do you even talk?
I don't know.
That's outside of Kansas City? No. We had a dog theft from a pet land. You know, I'm very leery of all these places that have their pets, and because I think they all come from the same types of places. Those puppy mills that nobody should be a fan of, and it's why that as supportive I am of people buying pets, and yes, if you want to go buy a pet from one of these places, fine, but you're also supporting these mills.
Like next time you're driving north on Lemon,
uh-huh.
as you turn off of Oak Lawn onto Lemon and you're driving north,
uh-huh.
start looking to your left, okay. and about the third or fourth building up will be I believe it's a pet land.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Yes, Mike. Petland.
I want to go to sleep.
That is unbelievable.
Yes, Petland.
That is around. So anyway, a Siberian Husky is down there and gets stolen. Somebody takes it out because at these places, you know, they're all in these little cages. And what happens is that you have time with them. You'll have 4 or 5 minutes to play with these dogs to determine whether or not you like them. You can test the goods out.
Right.
You've seen these places before.
Yeah, sure.
And so what happened is a guy asked to do this, and then he ran out of there with this dog. This is a dog that costs between $2,500 and $2,800. Yes, it's worth a lot of money. Those huskies are expensive animals.
They're beautiful.
That is not an inexpensive proposition anyway, that pet land, no matter what you get.
No. Is Petland also the one that's right there on, Forest
sure
and Preston?
You want to do this?
Forest and Preston.
We got to find better ways of disguising ourselves when we want to give out directions.
There's no way to do it. But isn't there a Petland right there over by Meso Maya?
I think so.
Okay.
There's something like that is up there.
Yeah. And it's pricey to buy a lot of these animals from there. And that's why I always say, you know, rescue a dog. Just go somewhere.
They'll give them to you.
Yes. But they say that this animal, God, it's so cute, too. There's no cuter animal than the Siberian Husky puppy dog. They say that, oh, God, the wheel of death. They say that the cops have found it and returned it.
That's good news.
Yeah, it is. I can't believe they found this guy. They say that the thief was caught after an employee recognized him from a surveillance video. He is seen on video walking out with a 10-week-old puppy in his arms around 7 p.m. He walked out until he reached the parking lot where he started running. Then they found a license plate number. And they got him back. But, man, they got him back pretty quick, too. They say this isn't the first time that Petland has suffered a puppy theft. Thieves broke through the store's front glass during overnight hours of Christmas season and stole 9 puppies. Yeah, this is the same one. This is the Petland that I'm talking about right there off of Royal and
right.
Forest. Or Forest and Preston.
Yeah.
All right, we have to.
Yeah,
we do.
It's coming.
We
to
have
this.
To go. All right,